All right, Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com. It's Thanksgiving weekend 2022. I had to do this news story. This is a great example of what I like to talk about. So here's an article in Politico magazine. Somebody sent this to me. And it says, the title is Donald Trump Dined with White Nationalist Holocaust Desire Nick Fuentes and with Kanye West, who I guess changed his name to Ye. All right. This is perfect. This is exactly what I'm talking about. When Jesus Christ was around, the Pharisees went around and slandered him and said, he's insane and has a demon. He's insane and has a demon. He's insane and has a demon. This was their story about Jesus Christ. Today, they do the same thing, except they say he's a white nationalist and an anti-Semite. He's a white nationalist and an anti-Semite. Now, I don't follow Nick Fuentes. But this is what they do. This is what they've done to me. This is what they did in the book of Acts. They go around and they stir up the rabble. Book of Acts, it's exactly what they do today. They stir up the rabble. They stir up BLM and Antifa. And then they go to the important, the notable people in society and get them to turn against the disciples, get them to turn against Peter and Paul and John. They do the same thing today. They go to the notable big businesses and say, you must demonetize so-and-so. You must deplatform them. You must kick them out of Visa, out of your bank, off of Facebook, off of Twitter. And then the third thing they do is they go to the political powers and said, hey, these guys are bad news. Peter, James, and John, they're horrible people. They're disturbing the nation. They're spreading lies. They're taking people away from loyalty to the political powers. And you need to kill them. And what does Herod do? Herod kills James. He goes out and kills James in order to please the Jews. When he saw that it was pleasing to the Jews, he went out and he tried to kill another one of the apostles. This is exactly what they're doing today. They go around and they slander people. And they say, essentially, he's insane and has a demon, which is what they did to Jesus Christ. But instead they say, oh, he's a white nationalist. He's an anti-Semite. He's a homophobe. He's a transphobe. He's, whatever, a Nazi. It's the same MO. And this is why I keep hammering this stuff. There's a direct correlation to the slander they do today with the same tribe, the same group of people, the same Pharisees with their traditions of men, slandering the truth, slandering men propagating the truth in the same way. Oh, he's a Holocaust denier. Oh, he's an anti-Semite. Oh, he's a white nationalist. That's like telling somebody they have a demon. And this is another reason why I say don't go around trying to defend yourself against these charges. Don't waste your time. I don't recall one time where Jesus said, hey, wait a minute, guys, I'm not insane, really. Look at my records. Here's my psychologist. Here's my doctor. I'm not insane. No, really, I'm not insane because he never did that. Not once. Never did it. Never tried to argue that he was not insane. And as far as having a demon, that's the one time he said something. He says, hey, whoa, you want to slander me? That's fine. But if I cast out demons by the Holy Spirit, and you're slandering the Holy Spirit, saying that I cast out demons by Beelzebul, he says, that's the unforgivable sin right there. And y'all Pharisees, you just committed the unforgivable sin by attributing to Satan what the Holy Spirit did. By basically calling the Holy Spirit Satan, you've blasphemed against the Holy Spirit. That was the unforgivable sin. It remains the unforgivable sin. The other unforgivable sin is saying that Jesus Christ was born of fornication, when in fact he was conceived of by the Holy Spirit. You're slandering the Holy Spirit. Unforgivable sin. So when the Talmud people come along and said he was born of fornication, slander against the Holy Spirit. When they say Jesus Christ cast out demons by the power of Beelzebul, that's slandering the Holy Spirit. Unforgivable sin. So be of good cheer if somebody calls you racist, sexist, homophobic, or anti-Semite. They did the same thing to Jesus Christ. Do not justify yourself. Once you dance to their music, they own you. Once you legitimize those terms, they own you. And this is why I just did a podcast on deconstructing the Antichrist, deconstructing the narrative of the Antichrist, deconstructing the terms of the Antichrist, deconstructing the narrative, the trope, the language of the Antichrist. That's what they did to Christendom and the biblical narrative. They deconstructed it and said, oh, it doesn't mean anything. Do the same thing to their terms. Never justify yourself by saying, you know what, I've obeyed the Antichrist because I'm not racist or anti-Semitic. Never do that. Once you do that, you've lost. All right, that's a good example. Wanted to keep this short, but Politico is making my points. Politico doesn't like me. They call me provocative. Fine. I'm glad I'm provocative. That's a good thing. Donald Trump had dinner with a white nationalist Holocaust denier. Fine. Put it in their eye. Put it in their face. We got to stop dancing to their narrative. Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com. Out.